up here.
Welcome to Freedom Watch Afghanistan. I'm Senior Airman Jamie Sikora. As coalition forces work to eliminate an oppressive insurgency in Afghanistan, one part of the country has already succeeded. Staff Sergeant Michael McCool introduces us to one region of the country where peace is taking root.
It can be seen in the eyes, the faces, and even the children. The people living in the Hindu Kush Mountains of Bamiyan, Afghanistan, have had a long, difficult history. Once a great civilization of Buddhist monks, this minority people have endured oppression since the rule of Genghis Khan. Thousands were slaughtered by the Taliban, and in 2001, they destroyed the giant Buddhas, which have stood throughout Bamiyan's entire recorded history.
When the Taliban came in Bamiyan, they tried to kill the people in Bamiyan, because the people of Bamiyan were Shia. In this case, they didn't want to leave the Shia in Afghanistan. They killed my father, some of my relatives, my close relatives, and also one of my friends the Taliban killed.
The saving grace for this tortured people came from the ashes of 9/11. With coalition forces working to unseat Taliban rule, the oppression in Bamiyan has come to an end.
The local people here have understood what it was like to be under the rule of the Taliban, and they know that it's not a particularly enjoyable scenario and one they don't want to repeat. And so they themselves are very vigilant in relation to external factors, particularly Taliban.
Bamiyan is now a progressive region, filled with industrious people who have great plans for a better future.
Because Bamiyani people suffered a lot, so now they want to live in a peace environment, in a peace condition. They are more open. They are looking toward the society as a modern society, so the people are more open.
Today, despite the pains of a former oppression, the Hazara minority people of Bamiyan are free. In the middle of this war-torn nation, it is one of the only places to have successfully rooted out insurgents and become a peaceful land. Staff Sergeant Michael McCool, Bamiyan, Afghanistan.
Thanksgiving wasn't the only holiday recently celebrated at Bagram Airfield. An internationally diverse group gathered here for a celebration most Americans know nothing about. Army Sergeant Chuck Robertson has a story.
Holidays are celebrated throughout the world by all cultures in many different ways. Eid al-Adha, or Eid, is a Muslim religious holiday. Mission Essential Personnel, a contractor here at Bagram Airfield who employs civilian linguists for the military, hosted a happy Eid party to celebrate this day.
We understand, working with the linguists, local nationals, and U.S. hires, the importance of the culture, the importance of respecting people and all their religions. We have invited not only our linguists who are of Arabic descent, but all our Muslim employees on the base are welcome to come.
Everyone enjoyed a night of Afghan music and food. This type of event gives the linguists a great opportunity to fellowship and celebrate their holiday with each other. Also, it allows military personnel and other civilian contractors an opportunity to join in the celebration with their Muslim friends.
The Afghan people, they are very happy to have the international community and particularly the American people together to celebrate this event together in Bagram.
The night was a great success. Good food, good fun, and good fellowship. What better way to end a holiday? Reporting from Bagram Airfield, Afghanistan, I'm Army Sergeant Chuck Robertson.
That's it for this edition of Freedom Watch Afghanistan. You can see stories from today's and previous editions of our show on the web. Log on to pentagonchannel.mil and click on the OIF-OEF link. I'm Senior Airman Jamie Sikora. From all of us here at Bagram Airfield, thanks for watching and have a great day.